Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to WCCO 830, the Chad Hartman Show. Normally, Chad is here. He's not today. Tim Pawlenty, Mary Pawlenty, and as co-hosts. We are going to talk about the Vikings in just a second, but I've encouraged people to send in texts if they'd like, 651-461-9226. And here's a couple of thoughts from a few of our listeners. They say if they do build something on the river in Minneapolis, they should include and feature the Twin City River Rats, which is a water ski show. I didn't even know we had a water ski show in Minneapolis. I'll have to check that out. They provide a magnificent and free family shows, according to the people who wrote this text. Thanks for sending that in. So we'll, if you're interested, look up the Twin City River Rats. One of my fellow South St. Paul homies said to remember Craig Felton. His charity golf tournament is today in memory of a great South St. Paul graduate and longtime South St. Paul golf coach. Adam Carter's from South St. Paul. I'm from South St. Paul. God bless South St. Paul. And thank you, Craig Felton, for a life of service to young people trying to learn sports. Appreciate that. Another person said, what jurisdiction rules over lakeshore property in terms of natural shoreline? The DNR has a lot to say about that. Counties can have a lot to say about even local jurisdictions. But I think you'd start, if you're interested in researching that, with the DNR website. And lastly, some nice listener said, I like hearing the Pawlentys on CCO. Aw.
I love that.
That's very nice. Thank you.
That is nice to hear kind comments.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that. All right, now to the important business of our Minnesota Vikings and their exciting upcoming season. We're joined now by Dane Mizutani, who is the beat writer, the expert on the Vikings for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And Dane, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it, too.
I know it's only July, but and the excitement will build, but I'm already sort of over-caffeinated about the Vikings season, and I'm sure you've been out to training camp. Mary and I are going a couple times here in the coming weeks, but can you just start with giving us an overview of how you think this team is going to do generally? I know the Las Vegas line for wins, the over-under, used to be 8.5. Somebody told me it creeped up to 9.5, but that seems a little disappointingly low. I mean, are they going to be better than that?
Yeah, I think they will be, but I understand kind of the handicapping of the line from a Vegas perspective, simply because J.J. McCarthy is unproven. I believe in the kid. I think at 22 years old, he shows the moxie that you would want out of a franchise quarterback. The arm talent is plain to see if you're just out here at practice. But there is something to be said about experience. And I think when you're a team like the Vikings who moved on from Sam Darnold after winning 14 games, there is just going to be an inherent disbelief, I think, from people on the outside when you're handing the keys over to a 22-year-old kid who hasn't done it before. So, again, I would say as someone who's been here throughout the spring, now into the summer with training camp rolling, there's no reason to doubt J.J. McCarthy. He's done everything you'd want him to do and then some. As he's recovered from that knee injury, 100% good to go now with the summer underway. But I understand, at least from a Vegas perspective, why that line might seem a little low.
Okay, so just quick question, since I got you on the line. This is maybe, you know, a little nuanced, or maybe it remains to be seen. But how fast can he get rid of the ball? And the reason I ask that, I mean, my consistent concern about any quarterback who can't throw fast enough, I mean, it goes, I know how fast they got to throw that ball. And it feels to me like Sam Darnold used to hold onto the ball. I'm like, throw it. It's like, come on. Yeah. So it just, I mean, I know apparently we've got a stronger line this year. Yeah. And so they might have another half a second. How fast can this kid, I mean, he is a kid, how fast can he release the ball?
Yeah, just strictly the release, it's quick as can be. I think it really does come down to processing, though, and how fast can he go from the first read to the second read to the third read to his check down if he has to go there. I think, at least from what we've seen so far, his processing is quick. He worked with Jim Harbaugh at the University of Michigan, won a national championship at the University of Michigan, playing in a pro-style offense where he had to process everything in real time. He had to go through his progressions in real time like a professional quarterback. Sometimes college quarterbacks come to the NFL and they haven't had to do that. So I think J.J. McCarthy, at least from that standpoint in his development, is ahead of the curve. So we'll see. I mean, it is a lot different when, you know, live bullets are flying in the regular season as opposed to training camp. But again, that goes back to what I've seen so far. He gets rid of it quickly. He goes through his reads quickly. And right now, with where he's at in his development, that's all you can ask for.
You're listening to a Chet Hartman Show on WCCO Radio. We're talking to Dane Mizutani, who is the expert writer for the Pioneer Press on the Minnesota Vikings, which is under training camp is underway. Dane, as I think about the Vikings by position group, you know, you have two first-round draft picks, obviously, in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison at wide receiver. You have a first-round draft pick in Hockenson at tight end. You have a beefed-up offensive line now with several all-pros on the line, arguably dramatically better than last year. While we have an aging running back in Aaron Jones, who some people would say is undersized, he's very capable, but interestingly, we now have a 236-pound backup who could perhaps be helpful in pounding the ball into the end zone when need be, or short yardage situations. The defensive line is pumped up. The returning linebackers are pretty good, which all leads to, of course, the big question mark around J.J. McCarthy. But the other question mark that gets less attention is what the heck is going to happen in the cornerback and defensive back position. And there's some NFL commentators saying the Vikings may be suspect in that regard. What do you think?
I think there's certainly a lot for that group to prove. It's probably outside of J.J. McCarthy because he's the quarterback and the Vikings will go as he does. I think the cornerbacks are the biggest, you know, question mark or group with the most to prove in training camp right now. And that's just because there are a lot of people and players at that point in that position that are in the early stages of their career, haven't really stepped into roles as starters, and we've talked about it, and we'll talk about it at length, but experience is king in the NFL. So after Byron Murphy Jr., who just got the bag this offseason, who earned every dollar he will play for this season and throughout that contract, there aren't a lot of guys who have done it, you know, consistently at a starting level in the NFL. It's Isaiah Rodgers, a guy who's kind of been more of a spot starter with the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Jeff Okuda, a guy who went number three in the draft in 2020, but hasn't really panned out. Mekhi Blackmon, who was supposed to be a contributor last year, but tore his ACL. So the list is all very similar in that none of these guys really have a lot of snaps under their belt. And that's why I think a lot of people are concerned about that position at the surface. But what I will say is, I think if the Vikings were concerned, they probably would have spent some more money and brought somebody else in from the open market. I think they're content to let the string play out through training camp, see if any of those guys really step up and take the bull by the horns. And if they don't, then they can sign a free agent, kind of like what they did last year with Stephon Gilmore. So I like the way that they've kind of gone about it. Let your room, let the people who have been in your building working their butts off, let them dictate whether you need to go spend money on another player. But right now, I think they're going to see how the internal competition plays out before they look externally for more help.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dane Mizutani is the Pioneer Press reporter. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Dane, you know, as you think about the Vikings' history, we have legendary players and we also have legendary personalities. A lot of Minnesotans sort of remember, whether to the good or the bad, various, you know, personality characteristics of Vikings, and it gets to be a good talker. So in the current group, there's probably some people that are particularly engaging, that you know are accessible to you and entertaining to talk to. There may be others who are, you know, dead serious about football or something else. But as from a reporter's perspective, can you take us behind the scenes a little bit and just give us a couple insights? Because people like Mary and me and all our listeners, we don't get to talk to Vikings every day like you do. Tell us a couple of observations you have about a few Vikings.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think first and foremost, it's as good of a locker room from top to bottom as I've covered in the NFL and maybe across sports. The respectfulness, you know, from the first, you know, number one player on the roster to the 53rd and I guess 90th player on the roster during training camp. They all treat us with respect. They all understand our job. And, you know, even if there's disagreements here and there, like I said, it's very respectful. So that is a testament to Kevin O'Connell, the culture he has instilled from the head coach position. But you want to just talk about personalities. I think J.J. McCarthy has a magnetism about him that can't be taught. You just either have it or you don't. He has it, and it's on display every single time he's at the podium. You can get into guys like Justin Jefferson. I think when you look at base of the franchise wide receivers, you couldn't ask for a better guy. He has the charisma. He has the swag, but he's not a diva. You look at the contract negotiations from last year. They didn't get out of hand. Everything stayed in house because he is a guy that's just going to continue to carry himself a certain way and do it in a way that I keep going back to the word respectful. Like, that is a word I would use for Justin Jefferson. And then I think on the other side of the ball, Harrison Smith, he's a legend in and of himself. He's been there forever. He doesn't say a ton, but when he does speak, you kind of listen because he doesn't say a ton. He's someone I always enjoy topping it up with in the locker room. And then Josh Metellus is another guy. He has an infectious personality. I think he'll be around for a long time. So, like I said, it's top to bottom a great locker room. There are some guys that you would probably find yourself gravitating towards in the locker room more than others, but again, feel fortunate to talk to all of them.
Oh, that's so cool. As a Vikings fan, I just love to hear that. That's such a terrific answer. Do you assume that's a significant portion of why Aaron Rodgers just wouldn't have been a good fit for the Vikings this year?
I think maybe that contributes to it. I think also more than that, more than kind of how he would have functioned in the landscape of the locker room, it's just I think they're ready. They're ready for J.J. McCarthy. They drafted him number 10 overall last year and didn't get to see him because of the knee injury. And everything that they saw out of that kid through the recovery process last season and into the offseason and into the early stages of this season, I think they said we don't need a 40-year-old, 41-year-old around when we have a 22-year-old that's ready to go. So I think maybe to a degree, like the personality and kind of trying to project out how that would jive in the locker room. Maybe that played a small role, but I think beyond that, it was mainly just, we've never drafted a quarterback this high. Let's see what we have.
Dane Mizutani with the Pioneer Press, Vikings beat reporter. Enjoy the rest of training camp. Maybe we'll see you out there. And thank you for coming on WCCO Radio and being our guest today. We really appreciate it. I know our listeners do too.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more on WCCO Radio 830.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.